Devontae actually moved around. They did some things. So they're just kind of working through exactly how they're going to handle it. So I don't have high concern.
Practice
then,
yesterday, right?
Correct. Yeah, he got stepped on yesterday.
So how you said? I think you said the other day you want everybody out there at one. I guess how do you handle? I mean, are you personally off the rest of the day too, or are you gonna end up sneaking away after?
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. It's we've basically what we do after practice, we will do tomorrow. So we've adjusted our schedule tomorrow, and so with that, everybody in football operations. I mean, they're still. The equipment staff has a few things to do, but it's time for everybody to go home.
Mike, where does that come from for you? Because that was pretty noticeable from the time you started here. You do it on Christmas, too. And I feel like early in my career, there were coaches that we were still here for most of Thanksgiving. Is that something that you went through as a young coach when you were young and married? Or what kind of is the background to you being that adamant about it?
I think being in the NFL, you know, over time, you know, things change. I think priorities get adjusted back to probably the way they should be. I think I've been on both spectrums of, you know, how important it is, you know, particularly on days like Thanksgiving and Christmas. And I've just always felt when you open up the first day in training camp, you talk about philosophy and you talk about the structure and you talk about the culture that you want to create. And then you have one of your principles being family first. And, you know, with the ability, you got to understand that there's a difference between, you know, family emergency and a family situation. So just these are the kind of things you get back to the grassroots year one of what you're trying to build. So, you know, frankly, to tell your football team that family first is a priority, and then, you know, we're going to work all day on Thanksgiving. I think that's obviously a contradiction. So
did you, when you were like in, and I'm not criticizing Marty, but when like you were in Kansas City, did you have long?
If I recall, I think Marty adjusted back then. Yeah, I mean, it's, yes, but the time, well, number one, the resources in the NFL today are totally different than the 90s. I mean, we're using Betacam tape, and I mean, it's just you know, sleeping at the office and all those types of things. So I've done all that, and I understand the benefits of it professionally. I understand the damage that it could do to you personally, and really the stress that it could put on you, you know, professionally and, you know, personally. So with that, we're all products of our experiences, and with proper time management, you know, trust me, our team will be prepared, and we're detailed, and we'll be ready to go. So, you know, I think resources play into that. I think over time, people learn to manage better. I think we're in year nine of our program, so we've been doing this for a while. We've been on this same schedule for a while.
What are your thoughts on the Patriots corners, Revis and Bronner, and how they like to use them to match up?
You know, Darrell Revis is playing excellent. You know, we haven't played against him since, you know, he was with the Jets, you know, 4 years ago. And obviously Brown, we've played recently in his time in Seattle. So I think just on past experience and watching them, you know, as far as getting ready for today or Sunday's contest, that they're both playing at an extremely high level. So you can see the responsibility that they're given week in, week out. Obviously shows how their staff feels about them, and we know that it's going to be a big test for us.
Back to Thanksgiving for a minute. Obviously, it's a big family holiday. There's probably quite a few guys here who don't have families in the locker room. How do you handle those guys?
Everybody has a place to go. I mean, that's something that we start talking about earlier in the week, and you know, it's part of being a good teammate and the coaching staff. You know, Rob Davis is you know, something that he is extraordinary. As far as not only his professional and his personal connection to the locker room, so everybody will have a place to go to today.
Mike, was today the day you had scheduled in advance from way back
when? Well, you know, you lay it out, but obviously how the season goes and really the medical report usually dictates that. So, but yes, this was the declared shell day.